If you are not going, I am ready to go alone. So be with me and we both should go there. Krishna began to weep and he told Baldev that I cannot go, you should go. So Baldev came and he lived there for 2 months or likewise. He came in the month of spring season, Chaitra, Falgun and Chaitra, for 2 months. Here in Ramghat, he began to dance with gopis to give consolation. These gopis and Krishna gopis are not one. Krishna gopis are Lalita, Vishakha, Chitra, all. Chandravali, Padma, all. And Ram's gopis are another. They are not the same. So he was meeting with gopis and for consolation them, she began to dance there. When they were dancing, the gopis felt thirst and wanted to bathe. Jamuna was somewhat far away. So he called Jamuna that come at once. But Jamuna could not come. He was angry and he, with his plow, he snatched, what he did?
He
brought Jamuna nearby. This Jamuna is not that Kalindi, which is in Vrindavan. Kalindi and Jamuna are two things. Like Krishna in Vrindavan and in Dwarka. They are same, they are not same. Understand this fact? Likewise, Jamuna is Vishakha. They are same. So Vishakha is Krishna Sakhi, Radha Sakhi. And the manifestation of Jamuna, Vishakha is Jamuna. And that Jamuna is somewhat different from Mool Jamuna. This is the wife of ocean. She was going to her husband to meet ocean. He thought that Baldev is calling me. Why should I disobey my husband? I will go to my husband, not with Baldev. So he was somewhat insane. But Baldev told that I am the master of whole masters. He is also master of Narayan, Ram and all others. So you should come to me. So he brought Jamuna. But not that Kalindi or Vishakha. She could not. So Jamuna came and she was काँप रही थी,
shivering,
और but काँपना,
shaking,
she was shaking with fear. She told that at first I could not know who are you, but now I knew that you are masters of masters, you are Ishwar of Ishwar, Sarveshwar Ishwar, so I will not disobey anymore, so be pleased with me. So that Ramghat, Jamuna was going first like this, but Baldev caught hold of Jamuna by his plow and now it is flowing like this. We go every year there and we see. So it is called Ramghat. It is the place of Ram. And very near to this place, Biharban, where Krishna with all gopis, Lalita Vishakha, he used to do Ras as in Vrindavan. So it is called Biharban. Once we went there, in that forest, so many kunjas, so many mayurs, peacocks, so many cuckoos, yet today we see. When we went there, at first one peacock told, K, and thousands of peacocks began to tell, P, K, Ka, and dancing. It was the rainy season. All peacocks were dancing there. So there is a pond, it is called Bihar Kunda, and there is also a mandir there, Radha Bihari Ji, and that forest is called Biharban. Still there are so many trees there, and creepers are like this, and so many beautiful sceneries, kunja, so many still kadamba trees are there. It looks like as a Biharban still. It is Biharban. And what more?
See, near Prateshwar.
Huh?
Prateshwar?
No.
Yamuna is
there. Parsi mein Prateshwar hai?
Prateshwar hai. Yamuna ki ulti behti hai.
Prateshwar nahi.
Prateshwar.
Nahi, nahi, nahi. शेरगढ़ के पास ही में उसका
So you're saying it should be a mixture of both, the Dhuli Ras and everyone?
Not only the Dhuli Ras.
Okay. She has one question here about Govardhan. Is there any particular leela of Kusham Sarovara? Also,
Govardhan or Malli for Man Sarovara. Govardhan, in Govardhan, so many pastimes of Krishna have been there. Kusham Sarovara also. After Brahma Mohan Leela, you know Brahma Mohan Leela? When Brahma stole away,
oh, yes, yes,
all the cowherds, why? And calf of Krishna. Krishna became all calves and all friends for 1 year. When only 2 or 3 days there rest, in completing year, Baldesha, that cops were grazing some far away from Govardhan Hill, and Krishna, Baldev and all friends were there, and cops were there. Old one persons were grazing cows on the top of Govardhan Hill. Cows saw their cops, older ones, not new. New one, some were with cows and some were in home. But one corpse who has been taken birth before 1 year were grazing with Krishna. Desha and cow ran away to love their calves. The cowherds were very much furious. They with their sticks prohibiting cows, beating cows, not to go down. But anyhow, cows jumping and running, their tails were above. They run furiously and went away to their cops and began to love them. The cowherds were very much furious. They thought that the reason was that the voice of the same cowherds were floating their bansi, playing on bansi and singa. So cows saw their calves. The reason of running down of cows was so they were so much angry with their sons. They thought that we should go there and we should give them slaps and like this. When they came down, they saw that cows were so much loving their calves, and they, when they were ready to slap the boys, they at once saw their boys and their anger was gone. And they took their boys, sons, in their laps and began to laugh. Baldev was watching. Cows were, at first cows wanted to do love Krishna only. First to Krishna, then to their cows. And these persons and mothers of Braja, father and mothers of Braja, they love Krishna first and secondly to their children. But why here? He meditated and saw that all calves and all the boys were Krishna. Oh, that is the reason. But why Krishna has took the shape of boys and calves? Where are old one? Is that old one, their friends and calves were not there. All are Krishna. He asked Krishna, oh, why this past time is going on? Why you have been all cops and cowherds? Then he told that gopis of Braja and cows of Braja wanted that Krishna should be my son. And they wanted to give me milk. So I called Brahma by my Yogmaya and I make Brahma to still away, stole away these things, and I became for 1 year that boys and cubs and fulfilled the Abhilasha, will of gopis and cows. So that past times was there. So many times Raslila was done there. Cow herding was there. In Kusum Sarovar, there's a very beautiful garden of flowers. Every kinds of Beli, Chameli, Jui, Motiya, Kamal, Lotus, of various kinds, red, orange, white, blue, so many colors. In tree, champak, pushpa, kadamba tree, so beautiful garden was there. So gopis used to come to Kosam Sarovar for gathering flowers and to make garland for Krishna. Krishna also used to come to meet gopis here because they will surely come here. Once Srimati Radhika with her sakhis was gathering flowers from trees. From a bench which was some high from level. She anyhow catch hold of that branch and standing on the
her toes.
She was gathering flowers.
Picking
flowers. The branch was low because Krishna was seated on that. And he knew that she will come and she will catch hold of that branch. So he was there and the branch was something lower. He was hidden in the leaves of that tree.
So
Krishna jumped to the another branch. At once that lower branch became high. This occurrence was in a so moment he could not lift the branch, and with the branch holding in her hand, she became also. She was hanging.
No? Hanging from the tree. No.
And began to cry. Krishna was laughing to see this. He came down and then she was crying for help. So Krishna again came. May I help you? But she was in badly need of all help. So Krishna took her in his lap and
helped her down.
Otherwise, she cannot come in the lap of Krishna. Anyhow, Krishna wanted to do so much skill, but she could not come. But now she came itself, by herself, in his clutches. This was done at Kusum Sarovar. When once comes with Vishakha and Lalita there, no? They are trying to take Krishna to Radha Kunda. Srimati Radhika is sitting in Radha Kunda. And they are trying to take Krishna to Radha Kunda. At the same time, Padmavali and Shabya, the Sakhi of Chandravali, they came there and they anyhow took Krishna to Chandravali at Gauri Kunda. After that, Radhika Feni knew, then he became angry with Krishna. When Krishna knew that she is angry, again by the help of Lalita and Vishakha, she came to Radha. And when she knew the Chandravali, that Krishna has gone to Radhakund, misguiding me, that I am going to kill any demon who is disturbing cows and cowherds. So I am going by skillfully. But Chandravali sent his Sukpakshi with Krishna, and when he returned, he told that Krishna has not going to kill any demon, but he has gone to. So these pastimes take place in Kusum Sarovar. So many pastimes. These are issues.
Can you say something about Jatipur?
Jatipura. Jatipura is a place where Madhavendra Puri is Jati. Jati means sannyasi. Jati is called sannyasi. Sannyasi are called Jati. Madhavendra Jati means Madhavendra Puri. When he came from anywhere in Vrindavan, he went to Govardhan. And you don't ask anyone to give anything to him, not even a roti chapati. One day, 2 days, 3 days, he used to live without any food. One day Krishna came to him. That is called ajachak vritti, not asking anything. Krishna said that in Vrindavan, any should not be hungry. So he knew that Madhavendra Puri has come and he is hungry for 2 or 3 days. He is not asking anything to anyone. He went in a shape of cowherd boy, hardly of 12 years, and asked Puri, he did dandavat to Madhavendra Puri, and asked that, why you don't take anything? You should take anything. In Braja, from ancient time, no one becomes hungry. But you are hungry, and you don't take anything. You should take anything. My mother has seen you, and she has told me that go to that man, devotee, and give this milk to that Madhavendra Puri, Jati. He was closing his eyes,
closing his eyes.
He was hearing but not hearing. He said that boy was very beautiful, but ordinary boy. He is giving me. He told that you should keep there and go. He told that my mother will be angry if you will not take. You should take. I am going to my field. When I will come, I will take the pot and return to my mother. He did not give any preference to that boy's wordings. Boy went away, seeing Madhavendra Puri. When he went away, he thought that the boy was very beautiful. His bhashing was so much bit, so sweet. Who was he? When he was going, he was looking after me in such a way that I became moved. Now you see that whether what is his milk? He took the milk and took one sip. Yes. Eh? So fragrant, so sweet. Then he thought that this boy was not anyone other else. He was surely Krishna. But at that time I could not expect that Krishna is that boy. Now I think that he is Krishna. He began to weep. And weeping and weeping, he slept. And he saw a dream that that very boy came to him and told him that you are Madhavendra Puri, I know you. I come to you to give milk. Have you taken? I was waiting for 100 and 100 years here. I was waiting for you. Now you have come. I was thinking when Madhavendra Puri will come and serve me, make my bath. I'm so warm. What is my so warm? For 100 years, 1,000 years, I have not taken bath. I have not taken anything. Pujaris, by the fear of Mohammedans, they have given me in earth.
They have buried me.
Buried me in earth. And from then, since I have not taken milk, I have not taken anything, I am hunger, and my whole body is so warm. So, you should come. I am with underground, very near to this place, nearer to this place. There is a bamboo, so many bamboos are there. There is a peepal tree. Peepal tree, you know, peepal tree is there. Nearby, you should take very carefully. And you'll see that there is a very beautiful Shivigraha. He went to the persons of villages. He called, and they come, and they went to that place, and they dig there, and found very beautiful Shivigraha. And that was equal to that boy which he saw in dream. And this Shivigraha is Gopal Dev or Srinath ji. Now in Srinath. Yeah? Srinathi, na?
Yes.
So, he took it to the mountain Govardhan Hill. And side by side two stones.
And
one in
backside,
one at upper,
and
as a roof.
Uh-huh.
And then he took the deity there for Mansi Ganga, Radha Kunda, and from Govinda Kunda, and from Ganges, Jamuna water, and so many tirth water he brought. And he began to bath Srinathji, Gopalji. Whole day it was abhishek with ghee, dahi, doodh, chini, chini means sugar, and madhu, honey, 5 things. also huge quantity. So from mountain a nadi ki hai, river came out. Then he called the Brahmins and he ordered them to make preparation, so many preparations of food. So a mountain of rice, a mountain of roti, you know, chapati and puri, kachauri, laddu, manbhog, kheer, a pound of kheer was there, so varieties of things, and he gave it to Thakurji for 1 month regularly.